This keeps pulling. All right, we're ready.
Ready?
Okay. Voice sounds great, I can hear it.
Good.
This is October 22nd. Interview with Susan Cummins at her house in Mill Valley for the Archives of American Art. Interviewed by Joe Loria. And that's October 22nd, 2009. So as we've mentioned, Susan, we're gonna start with the biographical information, and as we assume that people reading these transcripts are starting from ground zero. So if you wouldn't mind taking us back to the year of your birth and give us a little bit about your childhood and family background.
Well, I was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota, December 27th, 1946. And my father at the time was working for IBM. And so we then proceeded to move many times after that, which was sort of the tradition at the time. So we moved to Long Island, then we moved to Atherton, then we moved to Portland, then... by that time, I was ready to go to college. So then I went to Southern California, where I went to school at Scripps College. So then I lived in Seattle after that, and so I moved around quite a lot from the Midwest to the East. But mostly I'm a West Coast person. So my early childhood... was a very typical 1950s family. I have two sisters and a brother. Mostly I grew up in Atherton, so I was a very California kid. And my mother was very interested in the aesthetics of our house, and so got interior design people to help with picking of furniture and all kinds of fabrics and things. She also was very interested in the garden, and I remember we had a Japanese gardener from early on who helped to define an aesthetic there. And in fact, we had Japanese screens in the house, and I think it's a very strong influence, especially in the whole West Coast, but I think especially in San Francisco, you see a lot of houses and gardens that are influenced by Asian design. And I think people from other parts of this country don't realize the strong aesthetic influence, I think, in the West Coast of that. And I think it for sure influenced my eyes and my taste to some degree or another. So that really was the major influence on my early years of artistic things. We didn't go much to museums certainly never went to galleries. We spent time outdoors.